Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Wherever you are, this is the Interpreter's Workshop Podcast. I'm Tim Curry, your host. Here we talk everything sign language interpreting. The ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, the sideways of interpreting. If you're a student, a new interpreter, experienced interpreter, this is the place for you. If you want to know more, go to interpretersworkshop.com. Let's start talking interpreting. And now, the quotes of the day. That's right, two quotes today, two for the price of one. The first quote is by Bill Bryson, American-British journalist. When you move from one country to another, you have to accept that there are some things that are better and some things that are worse, and there is nothing you can do about it. The second quote is by Ludwig Wittgenstein, Austrian philosopher. The limits of my language are the limits of my world. Today, we discover how these two quotes connect to my life as an expat, an expatriate, meaning someone who has moved from his birth country to his new country, and how that move has influenced my life as an interpreter. Let's get started. Living in another country, being surrounded by non-native English speakers, speaking your native language, some funny things happen to you. You change your vocabulary. You change your cadence of speaking, the rhythm of your speaking. You try to make simple sentences rather than the complex sentences that are filled with slang, filled with half sentences, half meanings, idioms, metaphors. Many of those are used less and less living as an expat. And there are funny situations that happen when you also happen to be an interpreter, and you have to interpret from one language into your native language. And now you realize, I haven't used my native language in so long, I'm sounding like a five-year-old. It doesn't help when you have a four-year-old who is also a multilingual, who is still working out the grammars of all of these languages, spoken languages and signed languages. And unfortunately, as a parent, you accommodate for these and you constantly correct them. But yes, it influences your speaking habits. And that's not good for an interpreter. Teachers can give us a very good example of how to adjust your vocabulary and adjust your language and to communicate clearly with your audience. Many of my teacher friends have told me, I can't wait for the weekend when I can have an adult conversation. And that makes sense, because if you know any teachers of younger children, they have this voice as though they're talking to children all the time, kind of like that sweet grandmother voice. But good teachers have a skill to communicate clearly the point they want to make. They understand that they cannot be vague or assume that the children understand. They know how to make the language in a lower register for the children to understand at their age level, at their language development level. They know what vocabulary to use because they have the experience of when they've said things wrong, the students will always do that wrong thing. Those of us who have interpreted in schools or in classrooms for teachers, for younger children, we learn this quickly, and we have to know how to bring that register down in the signed language as well. It kind of makes our job a little easier because it's very straightforward. It's not vague. But if you don't understand that, it makes the job harder. As a parent with young children, we have to learn this skill as well. You can't be vague about what you want the child to do. For example, I don't say, I prefer you not to watch television at this time, but rather I have learned to say, do not turn on the TV. It's much clearer and it doesn't allow for them to interpret what I have said. However, that doesn't mean the child's actually going to listen to you. That's a different episode completely. Let me be clear. Do not stop the podcast and share the podcast every day, every week with your friends. Do you understand? Good. Thank you. Let's go back. As an expat, you learn these skills quickly, but only if you're a good communicator. As an interpreter, we should be good communicators, and so we realize the nuances of language that we must change to be understood clearly. And what helps is learning a new language. For myself, learning a new language, learning a new signed language, has immensely changed my work as an interpreter. However, there are pros and cons to all of these wonderful things that I've learned. Being able to adjust my native language so that non-native speakers can understand me clearly has influenced how I interpret as well. But it also helps me understand the meaning behind a non-native speaker by knowing their culture better and their own language better allows me to understand what they are trying to say in my language. I have also learned what it feels like to not know the language that's being spoken, be on the receiving end of an interpretation, not just at a conference or a workshop, but in my daily life. I have learned what it feels like to be the interpretee, the client, to be the person using an interpreter for my daily needs. So there are many impacts that languages have on an expat interpreter. Having children who are multilingual, multicultural, as they develop, it influences how I speak to them and how I speak to their friends and the people around us. I learn how to change register, and I learn how to catch when people misunderstand each other. Now, you're probably thinking, well, all interpreters should understand those things and should know those. Yes, but it becomes even more profound when you understand a little bit more from another language, from another culture, on top of the languages that you already use in interpreting. You have a broader sense of meaning, a broader sense of the social interaction that is happening. So as an interpreter, I have been influenced by the fact that I speak my native language in a different way than I normally would. There are pros and cons, positives and negatives from this influence. Obviously, the first positive would be flexibility. I am flexible with the languages that I know. My vocabulary broadens and my registers have expanded. I can be clear, concise, and to the point rather than being vague or going around in different ways to finally figure out what I'm saying, like I just did right then. My grammar can be simple. My pronunciation becomes clearer. My enunciation, how I say the words, become clearer, or the signs. My pacing has changed. I can either speed up, but I can always put in the pauses where necessary for people to catch up with what I'm saying and understand what I have said and to find the connections between everything that is being said. I learn how to drop idioms or phrases, cultural connections that make no sense, or they may complicate the conversation in a way that is unnecessary. But on the negative side, sometimes I forget the higher register. Sometimes I forget the grammar for the higher register, the complicated or complex sentences. That structure sometimes fails me when I need it. My humor sometimes goes to a lower register. Rather than using linguistic humor, play on words, or puns, I drop those and I use something more universal or something that only connects to this moment, to this situation. Living in a different country, living in this immersive environment of different languages, different cultural views, different norms, those impact my use of language and my language development. And it can help, it can strengthen my interpreting skills in an overall positive way. So how can this help you? Well, move to another country. Yeah, go on, move. No, that's not for everyone. But I would suggest improve your language skills by learning another language. If you're a sign language interpreter, learn another signed language. It will improve your use of the visual languages much more. And yes, knowing more languages means that you do have a few miscues, a few errors that are straight from the other languages that you know. In other words, one of the other languages will influence or overlap in an interpretation when you don't want it to. One of the most amazing and strange things that I experience is connected to my schooling when I was about 17 years old. I was taking my fourth year of Spanish in the U.S., but I was the only student in the class. So to accommodate me, I sat at a table alone in a German language class. The teacher was a native German speaker who taught Spanish and German, and so she would teach the students a German lesson, and then while they were working on some exercise, she would come to me and talk to me about the book that I was reading in Spanish. But invariably, she would always come and start speaking to me in German. And I would usually look at her and blink a couple of times and then say, "Sí," or "Nein," those three words. And she would then blink at me and then realize what she had done and change to Spanish. So the first point is her languages would influence her even when she was the teacher. But the amazing thing for me is that even though I have not used Spanish for many years and have forgotten all of it, I think, occasionally when I am interpreting and I can't think of the English word or I can't think of the sign for this concept, the first word that comes in my mind, yes, is a Spanish word. But what it tells me, the more languages we know, the more worlds we connect to. So I encourage all of you to learn another language. No more than three. No more than four. And if you can't do that, learn more of the languages you already do know. Find out how to change the registers. Say a concept in as many sentences as you can for different people, from 4 years old to 400. Imagine that. So, keep calm, keep interpreting. Don't limit yourself to two languages. Don't limit your world. I'll see you next week. Take care now.